Chapter 1. It was a cold January night in New York. I was specifically at the entrance of the Hilton Hotel in Hasbrook Heights, New Jersey. I remember that the entire entrance and the surroundings of the hotel were covered in snow due to the heavy snowfall in the preceding days. The best refuge was in the warm areas of the hotel lobby. I was attending an event for entrepreneurs, people with many dreams, ideas, and projects. I recall how eagerly I'd wanted to attend that seminar and conference because I knew I would meet many people with similar interests, and I had high expectations for the knowledge I could gain and how I could improve certain mental habits related to better life management through focus and mindset. A few years earlier, I had written my first book with the intention of sharing some of the knowledge I had gained in the stock market. However, I was looking for new ways to convey all that knowledge to a mass audience in a way they could apply it to their benefit. That night in the hotel lobby, I remember it vividly, was very special because it would lead my mind to have the answer to an idea I had prayed for to God many years ago. I had specifically prayed for this idea because Napoleon Hill, in his books, talks about the great importance of exchanging something valuable you have in your mind or heart and giving it to society on a massive scale so that it creates a massive change, and for this a society has no choice but to reward you for the great value and contribution you have made to the general public. We entered the conference room, a packed hall with approximately 300 people in the audience. There was a great energy, everyone was well dressed in their winter suits but also very elegant, casually elegant, I would say. There was motivating music playing, and there was a host on the stage. While waiting for the keynote speaker, all the attendees greeted each other with positive energy and motivation. I remember having the privilege of being in the VIP section of the event. A woman sat down next to me, and her energy instantly struck me. She had a friendly face, was well-dressed, and had a big smile. We became friends during the event, shared, talked, and had coffee. We met more people. It was a three-day event. However, on the second night, after the event, Elizabeth and I had become such good friends that we decided to go out for dinner. It was an informal outing, we just wanted to grab a bite and chat. We decided to take her car and found a restaurant on a hill. It was a beautiful house that looked like an elegant restaurant, and since there was nothing else open, we decided to go in and ask if they were serving. Indeed, they were open and we went in. The place was so beautiful that as soon as we entered, there was a dimly lit atmosphere, live piano music, and a view of the night skyline with the lights of houses and buildings on the horizon. What was meant to be a casual dinner seemed to be turning into a romantic dinner, although it wasn't our plan. We were just friends, after all. However, that night was very special. More than any other romantic plan, it was special because that night, as we talked and shared so many entrepreneurial ideas, the trading desk system came to my mind, what we now call the TDX system. Obviously, it was just an idea, but it had great added value. More than theoretical knowledge found in books and experienced individuals, what this idea truly contained was the revelation of hidden and functional secrets, presented directly and effectively to society. This knowledge had value not only because of the idea itself but also because of the economic potential it could generate for those who applied it. Even though it was just a fledgling idea, it contained its core essence, revealing valuable secrets without holding back, seeking an effective and impactful way to disseminate it massively for the benefit of society. That night was special not because it was romantic or because of the company, but because of the feeling that God had granted me a special moment of enlightenment. Behind the conversations and projects we shared in our chat, the revelation came to my mind. That winter night in New York, with background piano music and a beautiful view of the illuminated skyline, was a divine gift. From that moment on, the construction of a great dream would begin. The story of a strategy. I was on Wall Street and entering the New York Stock Exchange, NYSE, trading floor. I had the unique opportunity to access the trading floor and engage in conversations with brokers and specialists who are experts in their trading posts. Despite gaining valuable insights from them, there was something special and unique about that place, the energy. You could feel it during the opening bell, when everyone applauded with enthusiasm, and also during the closing bell, with intense applause, as if people wanted to send positive vibes and optimism to their investments. Despite being aware of the different bullish, sideways, and bearish scenarios in the various companies traded on the stock exchange, the energy in the place was always positive and reflected the idea that everything could get better. It's ironic because there have been days of steep market declines and other moments of euphoric market gains, but traders are used to this, and it's part of their daily routine. However, many wonder how they can remain so calm. The answer lies in the fact that specialized investors and speculators participate in the market, and many of these speculators are retail investors. Yet, it's the specialized investors who truly have the upper hand and power due to the information they possess and how they process it, allowing them to program algorithms to intervene in the market through buying or selling operations. The stock market is a complex and ever-evolving world, and one of the key questions is how to determine the fair price of a stock. However, the main challenge lies in identifying which stock or sector will be the focus of the market on that day and, more importantly, understanding the reasons behind its potential role at that moment.
Often, the market tends to chase what's most attractive, i.e., stocks with a great historical performance or a lot of positive news.
However, this can lead to investing in overvalued stocks instead of looking for less obvious but more profitable opportunities that can be found through deep and rigorous analysis. In this sense, it's important to have a solid and well-founded strategy to detect and seize those stocks before they become visible to the rest of the market. This is where the TDX system becomes a valuable tool, using advanced algorithms to analyze historical and fundamental data to identify stocks with significant profit potential. All of this reminded me of the movie A Beautiful Mind, which tells the story of mathematician John Nash and his game theory. Game theory is about how people make decisions in situations of uncertainty and how they focus on a specific goal. In John Nash's case, the movie shows him trying to win over a woman, but when he sees five beautiful women, he realizes that the one he's most attracted to is a blonde. However, to win her over, he decides to approach a less attractive woman with dark hair. This decision makes the blonde wonder why he didn't approach her, and she becomes more interested in him. The blonde was used to men approaching her first when she was out with her friends, illustrating the power of herd behavior. At that moment, I realized that this also happened in the stock market. The key to success in the market is to identify and win over what's most attractive, in the most effective way possible, and beat the rest of the market to it. That's why I decided to create a strategy to detect the most attractive stock before it becomes visible to the rest of the market. This is why the strategy of the TDX system was born. The Pub Talk.
Of Washington, D.C., on a cool August night, my attention was drawn to some marble steps and lamps emitting a warm, welcoming yellow light, like that of a torch.
I wondered where this beautiful illumination was coming from, and as I got closer, I could see an imposing illuminated white structure, which turned out to be the Capitol of Washington. At that moment, I remembered that I was close to my final destination, the Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, building in Washington, where I would have a special training session over the next 3 days. The SEC is the governmental entity. SEC is the governmental entity responsible for overseeing and regulating the behavior of participants in the U.S. stock market, including stocks traded on stock exchanges and entities allowed to conduct business and transactions in the stock market. It also sets the guidelines for the stock market in the United States. One of the most important things in the stock market is information. It can determine a company's stock trend based on whether it's positive or contrary to investors' expectations. This information can be found in various sources such as newspapers, magazines, the internet, and financial news programs. However, to make quick and important investment decisions, it's necessary to have this information firsthand and be able to analyze it correctly before other market participants, which can provide a competitive advantage.
As the author of this book, I consider it crucial and important to be in Washington, D.C., and interact with government agents responsible for regulating the market and processing information, to better understand how the market is regulated and how information is processed, so that investors can make decisions with transparent and official information.
It's important to mention that companies would face severe penalties if they release information to the public before submitting it to the SEC. On the second day in Washington, one of the SEC officials invited me to watch a Washington Nationals baseball game. After the game, he invited me to his favorite pub in the city, where I tried my first sip of beer. That night, we talked about the importance of integrity in the markets and proper conduct, as the government pursues any market malpractice or fraud. We agreed on all points, as we both believed it was important for all market participants to play by the same rules and act with complete honesty and transparency. That night, I reflected on how my TDX system not only had to be 100% ethical but also needed to have direct financial information from the SEC. Although I knew this would be just one ingredient in what my system needed, I knew that the key would come from applying all the information, experiences, valuation models, and corporate finance to my system. That night, I returned to the hotel a little later because the next day, I had to get up early to continue my meetings at the SEC, FINRA, and the Federal Reserve, FED, where I had the privilege of meeting Ben Bernanke, who was the chairman of the Fed at that time. I will save that story for another time.